Good morning. Everyone welcomes this the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. No announcements to really speak of. Hopefully within the next week, we should know when we can return or not return to church. So we'll move on to the birthdays. Happy birthday to Brandy Conrad, Anderson Conrad, Cassie Hilton. Happy anniversary to George and Anna Peterson. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace pass all understanding about all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sin at the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways and the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts and through your faith. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, we thank you for planting in us the seed of your word. By your Holy Spirit, help us to receive it with joy, live according to it, and grow in faith and hope and love through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
First lesson is from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare, set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know not one. The word of the Lord. The psalm is from Psalm 65. You visit the earth and water it abundantly and make it very plenteous. The river of God is full of water. You prepare the grain, for you so you provide for the earth. You drench the furrows and smooth out the ridges. With heavy rain you soften the ground and bless its increase. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty. May the fields of the wilderness be rich for grazing, and the hills be clothed with joy. May the meadows cover themselves with flocks, and the valleys cloak themselves with grain. Let them shout for joy and sing. The second reading is from Romans. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth preparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay, and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord.
The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Praise to you, O Lord. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, Listen, a sower went out to sow, and he sowed some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil. They sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When everyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. That is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but cares of the word, and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what is sown on good soil, this is one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields it in one case 100-fold, another 60, and another 30. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. I want to talk to you this morning about coincidences. We all experience them. We probably let a lot of them go by without even noticing that they happen. But let's start on a lighter note. I want to tell you a story about a pastor and a council president or vice president, not Holly Grove, of course, that were at odds with each other all the time. After some time of conflict, the president told the pastor they needed to have a meeting to try to resolve their differences. So they did. The pastor, president, and the entire council sat down together. After a while, it became obvious that no compromise seemed possible. So the president says, "Let's have a vote," and the majority wins. Once the votes were tallied and given to the president says, "Pastor, I'm sorry, but you lose 10-1. The pastor gets up, bags his fist on the table, says, "You do not understand. This is not a votable issue. This is God's directive, and this is the way Jesus tells us to do it." Then he looks up, says, "Dear Lord, please give us a sign that we understand that this is your will." A bolt of lightning comes out of the sky, and the table splits in two. Smoke fills the room, and virtually everything is burnt in great disarray. It was no coincidence that the pastor was totally unscathed. The president says, okay, it's 10-2. I first became conscious of the varying types of coincidences in my life when I was a teenager, back in the 60s. I was listening to a local top 40s hit radio show when I heard the DJ say that he found that coincidences stopped happening when he stopped praying. What a statement. Let me say that again in my words. I find that coincidences stop happening when I stop praying. Obviously, the declaration made quite an impression on me, as I still remember it 60 years later. And all that, and of all places to hear it, from a disc jockey on a top teens radio program. Was it a coincidence I was listening that particular night? I don't think so. I wouldn't be here talking about it right now if it weren't for that DJ. As my life progressed, I began to realize that there were too many coincidences in my life for them to be coincidences. God has always been with me, whether I'm aware of it or not. I want to share three major coincidences in my life that just were too big to have been a coincidence. They had to be divinely inspired. First, the way I met my wife. I was stationed in the Air Force down in Biloxi, Mississippi. I was only 3 months into a 4-year tour. While I had always figured I would get married someday, the first 3 months of a 4-year tour of duty with the whole world as a potential assignment was not the time to get romantically involved. This was 1965. A lot of men were going to Vietnam. Again, not a good time to get involved. I was stationed in Biloxi, Mississippi, and a friend of mine got a weekend pass to drive over to Pensacola for the weekend. We left Friday afternoon, had a good time in Pensacola. Sunday afternoon, as we came back to Biloxi, you have to go through Mobile, Alabama, and you have to go through the Bankhead Tunnel, which just goes under Mobile Bay. At the time, it was a toll tunnel, a whole 25 cents each way. As I was paying my toll, a redhead in the lane next to me was paying her toll. As we pull out of the toll booths at the same time, she waved me to go first. I waved thanks, and she was kind of cute. I waved a second time, and she waved back. We played cat and mouse around town for a few minutes, then pulled into a burger joint, and I had a Coke and fries. I followed her home and made a date for the next weekend. This was the weekend before Thanksgiving. We had a good time. We made a date for the next weekend, and the next, and the next. As I was stationed 75 miles away, we were limited to only seeing each other on weekends, and that's what we did until February. The weekend of February 12th, we got engaged, and I got married 2 weeks later. Next February, it'll be 55 terrific years together. This goes way beyond coincidence, and I thank God for that. My military life, as I said, we got married quickly because I knew I was coming up for orders in July, and I didn't know where I'd be going from July, so we decided we better get married pretty quick so I'd have a little time to live together. As it turned out, in July, I got orders to Detroit, Michigan. After a year in Detroit, I got orders to Anchorage, Alaska. So she got to stay with me the whole time. That gave us a great few years to start a marriage with. From day one, we both agreed that we always wanted children. We even tried a little bit while we were in the service with no luck. When we got out of the Air Force, we postponed childhood for a while until we get settled in our civilian lives. During this time, we were not very regular churchgoers, maybe 2-3 times a year. After a while, we decided it was time to have children, but again, no luck. There were difficulties in her getting pregnant, and when she did, she would miscarry. Somewhere in all this, we decided we needed to start going to church. We were never disbelievers, just kind of lazy, I guess. The small church we chose was St. Timothy's in Macedonia, Ohio. It was on the opposite side of Cleveland from the church I grew up in. But the first people that greeted us when we went into that church was my 6th grade Sunday school teachers. What a treat to be greeted at a straight church by someone you know and liked. A nice coincidence. And we attended that church until we moved to Connecticut. Shortly after starting at St. Tim's, we confided with a few people about our frustration in not having children. One of our friends says, "Oh, you need to go see Dr. Keefe. He specializes in your situation." So we went to see Dr. Keefe. He properly diagnosed the problem. That's how we had Rusty. 2 years later, he helped us again, and we had Amy. And then when we were trying to decide if we wanted 2 or 3 children, the Lord decided 3 was our number. And so we had Walt. It was no coincidence that we got directed to St. Tim's or to Dr. Keefe. And I thank the Lord for that. Number 3. After we'd been in Cleveland for a few years and developed some complicated female issues, the doctor in Cleveland said it couldn't be fixed. He was quite an arrogant old man. He told us that he was the best in town, and if he couldn't fix it, no one could. He even challenged us to go find someone that would disagree with him. He said she would have to have an operation to fix the leakage and then wear, I'm sorry, but a colostomy bag the rest of her life. She was only 38. Before the operation happened, my company transferred me to Hartford, Connecticut. The doctor in Connecticut said that there was a 50-50 chance of a successful operation, and he wanted to try it. The operation was successful. On her final follow-up visit, the doctor said we could thank the Lord for this one. Then he said, "Never mind, I will." The timing of the move to the new and the new doctor were no coincidences, and I thank Jesus for that, and so does Ann. I'm sure as you look back on your life, you could find many coincidences. Go ahead, and think for a minute. I'm sure there are many, some large and some small. Now I'm going to stand up here and tell you that Jesus controls every aspect of our life. In fact, I don't believe that he does. I think he leaves us alone mostly. But who's to say next time something goes right in your life, you didn't have a little divine help? He does that all the time. If there was at least 3 major coincidences, what I know of in my life, how many did I not see? How many did I miss? How many coincidences were in your life? How many have you missed? Let us thank Jesus for all the coincidences in our life. Dear Lord, we thank you for being in our lives. We couldn't handle it without you. We have many things happen to and around us every day. Thank you for being there. So, thank you for helping us, guide us, and protecting us. We know that there are too many coincidences in our lives to not believe that you were there helping us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
What we believe with the use of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the 3rd day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Jesus Christ, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Let us pray for the Church Universal, its ministry, and the missions of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy, for the well-being of creation, Lord, in your mercy, for peace and justice in the world, the nations, and those in authority, the community of the poor, oppressed, sick, bereaved, and lonely. Lord, in your mercy. For all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially Bernetta, Gary, Walter, Aldrian, Teresa, Jean, the family of Dwight Everhart, Steve, Randy, Carrie, Libby, Barbara, Mary, Joe, Brian, Bill Roberts, Rex Everhart, Paul, and others that we mentioned silently or aloud. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray also for this congregation and our special needs, especially as we try to deal with this corona and learn how to get along with each other and love each other. Lord, in your mercy. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Let's pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory forever. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Let's cite together the mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose to provide worship and Christian education and responding loving action to a needy world. Thank you. Go in peace to serve the Lord.